Try to finish this so you get to that seat if you can. So, what do we have in the Gemara? Let's say the way the simple chapter in the Gemara, the way Rashi learns in the Nizpas, or the Lishna Basta of Rashi, the Taisus learns. Abai is the Kasha. Abai said, how can you have a Ptur Talmud? If Isha Mishim Chitzav, Lamadon, Isha Mishim Chitzav, how can you have a Ptur Talmud? According to Rashi, the Pshat is because Adam was Oilam, according to Taisus, that is Tabar, that by Adam, they're actually looking by Adam and Mazik. So the Gemara answers, Kishakol Lechitzav. Case is Kishakol Lechitzav. That's where you have a Ptur Talmud. So the Gemara asks, if it's Kol Lechitzav, then why are you Chayav at all? You shouldn't even be Chayav and Goli. The Gemara answers that the case of Kol Lechitzav is that the Nafal Agedir, and that's the rationalist with Nafal Agedir, but he could have built it up again, so there was a Pshia. But that Pshia is not Chitzav, that Pshia is just Mimoina. And even though Rav Yochanan al-Khair doesn't hold from Isha Mishim Mimoina, the Gemara says, no, Rav Yochanan also holds from Isha Mishim Mimoina. Therefore, it comes out according to Rav Yochanan, there's two kinds of Eish. There's Eish that's Chitzav and there's Eish that's Mimoina. And it's Mishkachas Lechitzav Belei Mimoina, and Mimoina Belei Chitzav. You could have a case that's chitzo, that's memoni and it's not chitzo. That's the case of kol chitzo. That's where you have a ptur tamid. And you could have it the other way around. Also, you could have it according to Rashi. You could have a case of chitzo that's not memoni. Because if the gachelis doesn't belong to him, then it's not memoni, but it's still chitzo. So he asks, if that's the case, the Rebbe can also hold some chitzo memoni. So, fact the Gemara. So, my ikub ben Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What's the nafkamina between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? The Gemara is l'chayv u'dalad bar. So, I miss the Gemara's question. My ikub ben Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, according to this mahalach, is difficult. There's many, many nafkaminas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. First of all, it's nafkamina. If you don't. If you don't own the gachelis, according to Reish Lakish, you potter. It's not memoina. According to Reish Lakish, you're still chayav. Chitzav. At least until it's called a chitzav, there's a chayav chitzav. Chitzav doesn't need memoina. A memoina doesn't need chitzav. So there's an afkamina. There's an afkamina for gachelis and shalai. Secondly, there's an afkamina. Kelev and Gomel. By Kelev and Gomel, Kelev was not on Charon and he burnt up a goddess. Gomel was his Gomel Ton Dishton and he burnt up the Bira. The Gemara says before that that's not Mamoni. Lab Mamoni the Baal Kelev, Lab Mamoni the Baal Gomel. Is he high for burning up the goddess? According to Rish, okay, she's not high for burning up the goddess. Lab Mamoni. It's not the Rambam Sketch of Shat. The Poshib Shat, the Rashi learned the Gemara before. It's Lab Mamoni the Baal Kelev, it's Lab Mamoni the Baal Gomel. According to Reish Lakish, you're talking not chayav for the goddess, only on the Malkam of Gehelis. According to Reish Lakish, likewise, you're not chayav for the beer, unless it was Mesechseches, so that's like Malkam of Gehelis, but otherwise, you're talking not chayav for the beer. According to Rav Yochanan, you're chayav for the beer, because according to Rav Yochanan, Yishum Yishum Chitzov. So we have right away, off the bat, three nafkaminas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So what's the worst kashim I give in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Taisus says, who I didn't? Gemara Yenachrami. Gemara could have said those nafkaminas. Emes Lefi Rashi. Let's list all the nafkaminas between the Yechon and Reish Lakish. The Chelash Hena Shalai. Helen and Gamal. Make that What other nafkuminis? What? Evet, right? Evet. Evet, indeed. Do you need hitzis b'gufishal evet in order to chayiv, or are you chayiv even if it wasn't hitzis b'gufishal evet? Right, that's an afkumina. All of these cases, Rabbi Yochanan would be b'chayiv, and yourself which would happen. There's another afkumina, Tamun. Tamun, Kayum Shikalochitza. Also, going to Rechni Chayim, going to Rechlaka Shipotam. Taisu says in Echrani, the Gemara could have said these other nafkuminas. Does Taisu list them all? Tol hani de el kelosh na tol charora. And hitzis v'gufishu evet, and tomu. Yeah, the nafkumina of gachelosh enish loy Taisu doesn't mention because Taisus doesn't have it. Taisus holds you don't need a gachelish and shlo even according to Reish Lakish. So that this first nafkamin is only according to Rashi. So but Taisus lists the other nafkamins. Then it's according to Rashi, it's the other way around. The nafkamin of gachelish and shlo you have, but kelim and gomel according to Rashi is not a separate nafkamin. So Rashi holds why by kelim does the Gemara say it's lav meminah debal kelim and lav meminah debal gomel. So Rashi learns because now you're gachelis. Right, Rashi didn't say anything over there, but we said that the Poshuk Shad, according to Rashi, is that the reason why it's not memoinu deval kelav, kelav shenot tocharor, is because Rashi holds that to be memoinu it has to be your gachelis. It's not the gachelis of the bala kelav. It's the gachelis of the bala gachelis. Taisus is chaylik and Rashi, and he has to say a fancy shot why it's not memoinu deval kelav and memoinu deval gomel. Why? What did Taisus say? Because ishbar b'lo shobar. You don't need it to be literally your moment. As long as you're pesheya, then you make it into your moment. But only you, not your kelev or your gomel. That's the nefish marvel leshav. So according to Rashi, the nafkamin of kelev and gomel is subsumed in the nafkamin of gachel shein shalev. But so these two nafkaminas ben le Rashi ben le Taisus are shnayim shev echad. They're not really two separate nafkaminas. According to Taisus, there's no such thing as Gehel Hashem Shalai, so it's just Kelev and Gomel. According to Rashi, it's the other way around. The reason why Kelev and Gomel is not Chayim, according to Reish Lakish, is because it's a Gehel Hashem Shalai. So, Rashi, in a way, addresses why the Gemara didn't say these Nafkamina. Why didn't the Gemara say the Nafkamina of Gehel Hashem Shalai? So what does Rashi say? Rashi addresses the question. Why didn't the Gemara say that that's a Nafkamina? Because the Lashon of Ishai. Rashi says, because it was posted to the Gemara, that there must be some nafkamina in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in a gachela shebeni shalai. Because the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is ishoy, his eish. So that means that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were talking lechatkila about gachela that is his. And there they argued whether it's chitzuv or. So therefore the nafkamina can't be when it's not his eish. I mean, that might be nafkamina too, but that's not the nafkamina that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were talking about. That's why the Gemara can't answer that this is the nafkamina, that gachela shebeni shalai is the nafkamina. Still share a coin to Rashi, but yeah, what about the nafkamina of Evan and Gdi? And what about the nafkamina of Tomon, Kaidum, Shekol, Chitza? Those two nafkamina still remain. That Rashi doesn't even address.
Rashi does.
What?
You were asked about five of God's run. In the middle, he says, Guad, Dinami, Di, Kabinayam.
Very good. It's called the Rashi. It's a steer Rashi. You can have any of the El of the Gomel. It says again the same thing. He repeats himself. Rashi said the same thing again. Rashi said earlier that we want enough kamino for by a gachelah shaloi because it says ishay. Then he says again, and why didn't he say enough kamino of kelim and gomel? Because we want enough kamino and the gachelah belongs to him. I don't know Rashi. It's the same Rashi. I don't know why Rashi. Maybe it's talking from different kisviyad. If you look in the Frank, in the Sefer Mafteh, there's a lot of different kisviyad in the Ram. So I don't know what, you have to check that over there. In the various kisviyad, if he also repeats himself. This Rashi, Mam, is redundant. He already said this. He said it in the, right before, by my benayu, hecha da gechel shaloi, what's the difference in the Yechanan and so on. Da kocha hecha da gechel shaloi, nami pligi. And then he says again, that the Gemara could have said kelev a gomel, but we're looking for an afgamina when the gachelis is shaloi. That's what he said before. I don't know why Rashi has to say it again. But Rashi doesn't address, what about Eved Vigdi? That Rashi doesn't answer. Eved Vigdi, even if the gachelis is his, you still have Chayiv Misa according to Reish Lakish. So you still need Gitzis B'gufa Shel Eved. So why did the Gemara say the afgamina of Eved Vigdi? We're more looking for an afgamina. That's an afgamina even in a gachel shalai. And tomun is an afgamina even in a gachel shalai. According to Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, tomun is potter, and according to Rav Yochanan, until it's chol lechitza, tomun is chay. That Rashi doesn't guess at all. Why the Gemara didn't say those two afgaminas? And the second one is even this. The last one of tomun is mamish the most glaring of all, because that's what we're talking about. The sugya is talking about tamun. How does Rav Yochanan have a p'tur tamun? According to Rav Yochanan, ishim shem chitzo, there's no p'tur tamun. So the Gemara answers, well, there's a p'tur tamun after it's called a chitzo. And then the Gemara turns around and says, ma'ikav ben Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. What do you mean, ma'ikav ben Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish? The Gemara points this out to Mashal, I think also. That he says, I said, Pelotsu, we're just talking about tamun, that we've been discussing that Rav Yochanan doesn't have a p'tur tamun. And the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, according to Rav Yochanan, the p'tur tamun is only by kol chitzo. But kol zman is chitzo, there is no p'tur tamun. According to Reish Lakish, there's a p'tur tamun all the way, because there's no chitzo ever. No, so that's enough to mean Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. So what are we turning around and asking, ma'ikav ben Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish? Then there's another question. Yeah.
In the defense of, I think maybe, I'm not sure if we said it or thought that real, it sounds like a real kind of shakish are arguing like what is H, like what is the etzim of the H.
Right.
So to say that the only naf, right, and also they're talking about pasukim, so to say the only nafkamina is like when it's chetz, there's kilu b'derabine or something like that, but there's no case where one is H and one's not.
Well, Rashi says milsu d'shkifanav, but that's like the Rashi says it's another answer. But oy the milsu d'shkichi. Okay, but that's the void. Put that under the heading of the void. But the first answer, Rashi, is I guess there are nafkaminas, kelev gomel, gachelos shen shaloi. But the Gemara is looking for an nafkamina that's in his gachelos, because lashon of ishoy is mashma, they're arguing about his gachelos. In other words, we're willing to entertain other nafkaminas, but the lashon is mashma is an nafkamina in his gachelos. Okay, fine. So tirats the gachelos shen shaloi, tirats the kelev gomel. But that's not a teres for Eved Vigdi, it's not a teres for Tomo. And then there's another question also in the Gemara, according to Rashi, which is, the Gemara makes it sound like this is a new kasha that only comes up now. Iyahochi, this is the Gemara. Iyahochi. There are derechen also holds from Isha Mishim Chitzov, so then my benayu. Why is this, what does that do now? This, if the question is, by a gachela shaloi, my ikah ben Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, so then the Gemara could have asked that at the very beginning of the Sukkah. By a gechel shaloi, what's the difference between a gechel and a mishloach? By a gechel shaloi, yichai vidim koin to mishloach, because yichai vidim koin to gechel, and so my yikud and a gechel and a mishloach. I will say the same thing. There's an afkamina for dal advarim, there's an afkamina for ever digdi, there's an afkamina for tomun. Right? I mean, at the very beginning of the zuya, like in my mishtan and right there, I think we should ask the question now. So Rashi addresses this too. There's two answers in Rashi. Rashi in the Nidfas answers, well, I'll tell you first Rashi in the Ksaviyat. Rashi in the Ksaviyat says that in the Chanami, according to this Lashon, you're not going to receive Yehoch. Nothing to do now. It's a kasha by itself. Could have asked it earlier, but it's late. We'll wait until the end. It might be there. What's enough community in Rechon Rishlok Rishpaya Gachel Hashanah? But we could have asked this in the very beginning of the Sugi. Rashi says another Teretz, which isn't in the Nidfas, which is that the Gemara thought that there's enough gemin. Up till now, the Gemara thought there's enough gemin to Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish by Kol Lechitzov. According to Rish Lakish, Yechayev, according to Rabbi Yechon, you're plotted because there's no chetz anymore. And now the Gemara is Machadish, that even Rabbi Yechon is Machayev by Kol Lechitzov. So then Ma'ik ben Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. That's what Rashi says in the printed Rashi. Okay, fine, but I'll complain on this, I don't understand. What does Rashi do? Rashi says, in the Chanami, the Gemara could have answered Eva Big D. The Gemara could have said he's not for me to say Eva Big D. Talmud. According to Rashi doesn't seem to want to say that. The Gemara could have answered. Rashi says, no, the Rashi says, Psavot, Ishoi, Smashman, that they're arguing like a Chela Shaloi. That's why we're not invoking the Nafkamina of Kela Big D. We're not invoking the Nafkamina of Gechela Shaina Shaloi. Because the lashon of Isha is master, there has to be an afkamina and a gachela shalai. So Rashi not saying like Tosis. Well, there are other afkaminas, but who I didn't? No, Rashi seems to learn the Gemara has a reason not to invoke other afkaminas. Okay, so how do you explain? So what's the Gemara's problem? It's very strange, Rashi. Everything. Tomah, ha'ilah kulon is tomah. Tomah. That's my mashiach. That's the sugya tomah. Okay, so anyway, that's Rashi in the Nidfas. And we have this problem. Very glaring problem. Is it? What's the Gemara looking for Nafkaminas? The Nafkaminas are right under our nose. In particular, Tom. The Goyim says that the Rashi, that Rashi in Tosfos Pshat says is Tamur because what are you looking for? What are you looking in Mimerchok? What are we looking in Mimerchok Tavi Lachmei for Nafkaminas? The Nafkaminas is right here in the city of Tom. Rashi and Lishna Kama is a different malach. Rashi and Lishna Kama, we don't have in the printed Rashi, but the Mashal brings it. It's in the Sefer Mefteach Barachova. Rashi and Lishna Kama learns that according to Rabbi Yochanan, now that we're mechadish, Rabbi Yochanan also holds Mishim Shem Lamaynai. There's no chiyuv chitzov unless it's also Lamaynai. So therefore, by a gachela she'ena shaloi, there's no chiyuv for chitzov either. You have to have a substrate of isha mishim amayna. You have to start with isha mishim amayna. Once you have isha mishim amayna, then there's also then a isha mishim chitzov. Gachela she'ena shaloi, it's not isha mishim amayna, then it's not isha mishim chitzov either. That's why the Gemara can't say there's not kamina for a gachela she'ena shaloi. Gachela Shein Shloi is part of going to Rish Lakish, it's part of going to Rabbi Yochanan also. Kelev and Gomel is you put there on the Bira, unless you're Mesachseches, you put there on the Godish, except for the Mokam and Gachela is going to Rish Lakish. The same thing is true going to Rabbi Yochanan. However, important to make clear. Oh, by the way, before I get to that, this is the pshat in the Rashi and Chabez and Aleph at the very beginning of the sugya. The Rashi said Salka Daitoch that the Nafkumi of Yechon and Reish Lakish is for Gachela Shein Shaloi. What do you mean Salka Daitoch? That's true. The Maskana took. Here it says that Rashi from the Lishna Kama. It's only Salka Daitoch. The Maskana of Yechon also agrees he needs a Gachela Shaloi. Unfortunately, for that. It's important to stress that even Rashi in the Lishna Kama holds, you might be tempted to think that Rashi and Lishtakam is learning, since you can't have Ishim Mishim Chitzav, unless it's also Ishim Mishim Amaynai, so therefore, the maskana, according to the maskana of the Gemara, Taman will be potter even before it's Pavel Lechitzav. Sorry, mistake I made yesterday. But I made it, it was a mistake. No, that's tempting to think, in the Rambam's that way. It's tempting to you read the Rashi quickly, the Lishtakam. It's tempting to think, well, if Ishim Ishim Chitzov has to build on Ishim Ishim Amaynai, and if Tomon is not Amaynai, so Mimela, you're potter by Tomon, even Kaidim Shikala Lechitzov. Because since by Tomon it's not, there's no Chiyuv Ishim Ishim Amaynai, without a Chiyuv Ishim Ishim Amaynai, there's no Chiyuv of Ishim Ishim Chitzov either. That's very easy to think. And then I would understand why the Gemara can't say there's an Afkamina for Tomon. We would be Marviach. Why the Gemara didn't say there's an Afkamina for Tomon? Because now it comes out that where you're that there's a Ptur Talmud Ben the Rabbeinu and Ben the Resh Lakish, even Kaidim Shikol Lechitzav, and that's the Emes to Shitas Rambam. That's why it's we were busy with the Shitas Rambam in the past, but it's not what it says in Rashi and Lishtakam. You look in Rashi and Lishtakam, it's beferish not the way the Gemara is not from that. The Gemara is not Chayiv. The coin to Rabbi Yochanan, you're Chayiv on Talmud until it's called Lechitzav. We're not chayzer from the Yukimta, what the Gemara said before, that the Ptur Tomer according to Rabbi Yochanan is only when Nafal Ageder, and it was called Lechitzov, and Hayol Ligdor, and then you get a Ptur Tomer. Because then it's only Mamayna. But Kaidim Shenafal Ageder, Kaidim Shekol Lechitzov? Yes, it's true that the Ptur, the Din of Chitzov builds on the Din of Mamayna, but nonetheless, we can be Mechayiv you on, we can be your Chayiv on Tomer. It's beferish in Rashi in the Lishna Kam. Then the current Svar needs to be understood. If Rashi Taka holds that you can't have a Ptur of that, if Rashi holds that you can't have Chitzah without Mamaynai, and that's why by Gechel Shein Shaloi, since there's no Mamaynai, there's no Chitzah either. So why not say the same thing by Tom? By Tomon, since there's no Din of Midrash, since there's no Chiyuv Mamaynai, there's no Din of Chitzah either. For that matter, if we ask you a different question, maybe this question is already halfway to the answer. Why are Chayav and Dalavar? If Ishim Mishim Chitzav has to build an Ishim Mishim Amoynoi, and Ishim Mishim Amoynoi is not Mechayav and Dalavar, so how can Ishim Mishim Chitzav be Mechayav and Dalavar? The answer is that Ishim Mishim Chitzav builds an Ishim Mishim Amoynoi does not mean that you're not Chayav for Chitzav unless you're Chayav as Mamoynoi. You're not Chayav as Chitzav unless you're Chayav as Mamoynoi. That's not true. Dalad Dvarim and Mimayna is not Mechayiv and Dalad Dvarim. Chitzav is Mechayiv and Dalad Dvarim. And you are Chayiv and Dalad Dvarim. It means that there's no Chitzav, there's no Chiyuv of Chitzav when you don't have the Metzias when the Eish is not his moment. It needs to be his moment for there to be a Chiyuv Chitzav. But it doesn't mean that the actual Chiyuv has to come from the moment Shabbat. The Chiyuv can come from the Chitzav Shabbat. It's not called Chitzav if it's not his Eish. So therefore Rashi holds that if it's not your gachelis at all, then it's not memayla. That eish is not your moment. If the eish is not your moment, it's not your chetz either. Ashenkin, if the eish is your moment, it is your gachelis. But you have a ptur of tomon. If it would only be memayla, you'd have a ptur of tomon, or you wouldn't be chayiv and dalad varm. So now chitzov kicks in, and chitzov is mechayiv you in tomon, and it's mechayiv you in dalad varm. Put it differently. Even though Shita's Rashi now in the Lishna Kama is that Ishim Ishim Chitzav builds on Ishim Ishim Mamaynai, it does not mean that the Mechayev is the Pshia in Mamaynai. Because if the Mechayev was the Pshia in the moment, that was the Hichsharti is Niskay. No, every chiyuv you have to have a mechayiv. You have to have a reason why you're chayiv, because you were pshia in the shmir of your moment, or because you were pshia in the shmir of your guf. You need some pshia mechayevus. So it would be tempting to think that the pshat in Rashi is that the pshia mechayevus is the pshia of shmiris memayna. But after you have a pshia of shmiris memayna, so then what chiyuvim do you get? You get the chiyuvim of chitzov. That's not what Rashi holds, because if that was the pshat in Rashi, that might be the pshat in the Rambam. But if that was the pshat in Rashi, then by Tomon, where there's no pshia mechayevus, because Rashi holds that Tomon is a ksar in the pshia. Right? So Rashi holds that the reason why Tomer is potter is because he saw in the Pshia. By other mamazik, other mu'ud la'olam. But by mamon amazik is a kisar in the pshia. If the pshia mechayevis by eish was the pshia of mamon, and then once you have the pshia of mamon and the siba mechayevis of mamon, then you get the din echitziv as well. So then tamon would be potter. Because by tamon you don't have the pshia mechayevis of mamon, because you're not lax in the pshia. That is the shita saram. But Rashi apparently holds, no, I don't need the pshia mechayevis of mamon. I need the mitzias of mamon. It has to be the mitzias, it has to be your mamon. If it's not your gacheles, there's no mitzias of mamonai, of ishu mishu mamonai, then it's not called your chayes. Because to be, but once I have the mitzias of mamonai, it's your gacheles, the mechayev is the mechayev of chisuf. And therefore, tamon is chayev. Yeah, and slow, it still needs understanding, because as far as understanding why that should be true, I understand the Rambam better. I understand the idea you need the Pshia Mechayeres of Mammon. Once you have the Pshia Mechayeres of Mammon, then the Torah says, Yechai Mishum 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 Chitzov. Like the Lashon of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Nisqei Mammon, the Rambam says that, Afal Pisha Isha Mamaynehu, Hareyu Kemisha Zikoy Bechitzov. Understand that to mean, Isha is Mishum Mamaynehu, that's the Mechayev is Mamaynehu. But now the Torah is Machshav Etkibla Hezik Bechitzov. But that's not what's going on in Rashi. The mechayev is not mamonai. The mechayev is chitzov. There's just some condition that to be chitzov, it has to be the mitzias. It has to be your mamon. You need the mitzias of mamonai. It has to be your gachelis. But I don't need the mechayev of mamonai. By Tomei, you don't have the mechayev of mamonai, and you chayev anyway. So now Rashi holds that to be called your chayes, it has to be your gachelis and mitzias. If it's not your gachelis and mitzias, then it's not your chayes. Why not? You know, some along the lines up, it needs to be exactly a little bit mokum. The mokum here is gadish. What exactly is to get the advarim according to Rashi? But along the lines of the mitzias is lamikai chikazul. Like Rishlokas said to Yerushan, lamikai chikazul. We call him a koichli. It's not a real chetz. It's lamikai chikazul. So Rav Yerushan would say no, but the Torah said, but that's the din. There's a din over here, a hilchasa that has a din of your chetz. Your eish has a din of your chetz. That hilchasa that your eish has a din of your chetz somehow is only true in an eish. That's your eish, an eish that you have a chiv shmira on. An eish that you have a chiv shmira on, so it has the Torah gives it a din of your kayach. But an eish that you don't have a chiv shmira on, the eish, Torah didn't give it a din of your kayach. But the mechayiv is koichi, not memayna. The mechayiv, not the pshi and shmira is memayna, the mechayiv is koichi. So Tomer is chayiv, because by Tomer is chayiv, by Adam Amazik, by koichi, there's no to a Tomer. So clapping the cheshbon of sugya, what did Rashi gain here exactly? He didn't gain anything about the Bible. God, told you why the Gemara said he was looking for nafkaminas. Like why is Gemara all of a sudden looking for nafkaminas? What is Rashi gain with this lishnakama? No, we our problem was there's many nafkaminas. What do you mean? There's lots of nafkaminas. There's gachal shem shloy. There's kelev agamor. That's the same thing. There's ever big deed. There's tamun. So now with lishnakama, it's a perishing because we have lishnakama. Somebody's coming to mitigate that problem. But it only means it mitigates it to a certain degree. It mitigates the Gachela Shein HaShaloi part. The Gemara can't say anymore this stuff. Communify a Gachela Shein HaShaloi, because if it's a Gachela Shein HaShaloi, you're not Chayav point to anybody. But we haven't solved the other problem. What about the Nafkamina for Talmud? That's still enough Nafkamina coin to Lishna Kama. And Evidibili also is still enough Nafkamina. I don't know, for some reason that Rashi doesn't seem to care about. Then there's another nekuda that needs a hesber in svara that needs a hesber according to Rashi, which is according to Rashi, according to the Lishna Kama of Rashi. Rashi says that the Rishon Ikar, Lishna Kama is the main lashon. According to Rashi, why is the Gemara mechadish this new thing that Rav Yochanan also holds from Ishim Mishum Amayim? No, I'm sorry. Now that we know why it was not Hadash. Let's go through the Cheshmer. What was the sugya? The Gemara began, it said, Koin Tav Yochan, how do you have Tomun? How do you have Tomun? It's Isha, it's Chitzot. There's no Tomun. The Gemara answered, Kishikol Lechitzot. The Tomun is after it's Kol Lechitzot. Okay, so the Tomun is after Kol Lechitzot. In fact, the Gemara, after it's Kol Lechitzot, so you should be Potter with Angoli. So that the Gemara has to introduce, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that there's a chiyuv from Mishum Mamayim. So now I understand why the Gemara needs. Why the Gemara needs it. But Rashi holds in the Lishna Kama that now that the Gemara is Mechadish as the Chiyav Ishim Shem Mimoinai, you don't have a Chiyav of Chitzov unless it's Mimoinai too. Where does the Gemara get that Hanukkah from? Why does the Gemara need that Hanukkah? Where did that Hanukkah come from? You see this Mimoinai without Chitzov. After it's called a Chitzov, there's Mimoinai and there's no Chitzov. That's the Tur Tomim. The Tomim is after it's called a Chitzov because then it's only Mimoinai. That's why you have a Tur Tomim. There's no Ptur Tomim, and it's because there's Chitzov there too. There's no Ptur Tomim. No, so then where does the Gemara get this? This the Gemara never even spells it out. The Gemara just now assumes that since Achash Shekol Lechitzov is a din of Mammon, Ishim Mishum Mamaynay, the Beifin also Mishum Mishum Mamaynay. So the Gemara just assumes that it must be therefore that Koyim Shekol Lechitzov it also has to be Mamaynay in order to have Chitzov, and therefore the Gemara is, and therefore by Gachelish and Shelo you're not going to be Chayiv anymore. So you're telling me that by Gachelish and Shelo you're not Chayiv even according to Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the Nachmanin between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish? Where did the Gemara get that assumption from that should they ask this question? Maybe there's a chiyuv mimoinai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a chiyuv chitzov. Up till now, we thought, up till this Gemara, we always thought that Rabbi Yochanan has chitzov without mimoinai. The Gemara is now mechadish that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, he could have mimoinai without chitzov. Okay, fine, so we're mechadish according to Rabbi Yochanan, he could have mimoinai without chitzov. But there's no reason to backtrack about what we originally thought, that he could have chitzov without mimoinai. The same way, so fine, now we know you can have mimoinai without chitzov. Okay. But why are you changing anything about Chitzov? Chitzov is still without Mamayna. Which is the Lishna Basid Rashi. Hey, you can have Mamayna without Chitzov and Chitzov without Mamayna. And never the twain shall. I mean, you can have both also, but they're two different things. Mele, if you learned like the Rambam, that the Gemara was Timi Marviach, that there's a Ptur Tomon, even Kainim Shekol Lechitzov. Because you have to be happy, because Chitzov builds on Mamayna. So I would understand that now the Gemara is saying, Chazara, we have a new terrorist for the problem of Tomon, even Kaidim Shekol Lechitzov, the still up to Tomon, and so on and so forth. Okay, that would be fine. But according to Rashi, even in Lishna Kama, we're not doing that. We're not changing that Tomon is only after Kol Lechitzov, according to Rashi. But that's still true. We have, so what's the Gemara, so why do we even introduce this whole notion that Rabbi Yochanan also holds from in mind, like, just to solve the problem that after it's Kol Lechitzov, and then there's no chitzav anymore, so why do you have it? Why are you chayim and golim? My answer is, well, Rabbi Yochanan also has memayna. And there is memayna without chitzav. Okay, so you have memayna without chitzav. Why can't you still have chitzav without memayna? Like we thought all along, that you could have chitzav without memayna. It's the chayim of pshat. It's very, what's going on in the Rashi? So you have to say, I think what you have to say is, that it was pushed to the Gemara, that if there's a that was posted to the Gemara, that if there's a dinner, if Rabbi Yochanan agrees that there's such a thing as Isha Mishim Mamaynai, he must get it from somewhere in Torah. Because it's really not Mamaynai, it's less by Mamash, it's not literally Mamaynai, it's less by Mamash. So it's a Chiddush Din, that Isha Mishim Mamaynai. It's a Chiddush Din, it must say somewhere in Torah. Where does it say in Torah that Isha Mishim Mamaynai? From the Pasha of Eish, Eish is Chitzov. How does the Gemara know that there's Mamaynai at all? Maybe Eish should never move on. Like, we need to be mechanish. The one needs to be mechanish that even after Kol Lechitzov is still Isha Mishim Mamayim. The one needs to say that to explain Tomim. Where do you ever have Tomim? After Kol Lechitzov. After Kol Lechitzov, why are you chayiv even on Golik? Teretz is also Isha Mishim Mamayim. So the one needs to say that Isha Mishim, that there's an Isha Mishim Mamayim. But the Gemara is bothered with, but where does it come from in Torah? But you should say in Torah there's Isha Mishim Mamayim. Al Korchuch, the Gemara felt, you have to say that in Isha Mishim Chitzov is already implicit Isha Mishim Mamayim. Because to be Chitzov, we have to consider the Eish to be your momentum. If the Eish, which is less than Mamasha, if it wouldn't have, if the Torah wouldn't give it the status of your moment, then it wouldn't be your Chetz either. Because Bem is Latin Kaifu Kazu. So the whole notion that the Eish is considered to be your Chetz is Megale, that it must be your momentum, because the Chetz Isha Mishim Chitzov only works because the Eish is also your Mammon. If it wouldn't be your Mammon, the Gemara now is saying, then it wouldn't be your Chetz either. So there's a Gilui in the din of Isha Mishim Chitzov that there must be some sub-level of Isha Mishim Mamayne also. And once we know there's a sub-level of Isha Mishim Mamayne, then that can continue even after Kol Lechitzov. That's what we have to say in Rashi Mishnah Kam. Rashi Mishnah Basra, what would he answer to that? I think Rashi Mishnah Basra would answer. No, I have a Gilui in Torah. The keli is from the Ptur Tamun. The Ptur Tamun is only after Kol Yechitzah. So in the Ptur Tamun, there's a keli that Ishus Mishum Amayim. But on the other hand, I have a keli that is also Mishum Chitzah, because the Torah says, I'm Avrei Sebeir, the Gemara says, Krom Yisai Lehrav Yechah. So we have two. So we have a gilui in Torah of Ishim Mishim Chisov, a gilui in Torah of Ishim Mishim Amaynai. So there's taka two dinim independently. There's din of Ishim Mishim Chisov Amavres Abayir. There's din of Ishim Mishim Amaynai, which I see in the Torah of Talmud. And you can have Chisov without Amaynai, and Amaynai without Chisov. And that's what Rashi and Lishna Basra, and the Nitpas, that's what Rashi would hold. For some reason, Rashi and Lishna, I don't know why, Rashi and Lishna Tam was not Nikko to say that. He felt that if there's a din of Ishim Mishim Amaynai at all, it must be that every age is built on Ishim Mishim Amaynai. It must be there's some platform. Basic platform of Ishim Mishim Amayne, and that we can build Ishim Mishim Chitzah. So therefore, if we have to say that by Kol Lechitzah there's still Mamayne in order to explain the Din of Tamun, then that drives us to say that there's that the Ish is always built on Mamayne. Even Chitzah is built on Mamayne. In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, then it has to be a Gechel Shaloi, even according to Rabbi Yechon. If it has to be a Gechel Shaloi, so Ma'ikib Ben Rebeitim Le'Reish Lachish. The Salka Daitach L'Rashisir and Samach Beis, the whole Nachamin is for Gechel Shaloi. But now it turns out that that's not the nafkamina. So my ikah ben avirchon the rishlok. Okay, that's Kapi Rashi Mishnah Kam. I want to talk about the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that ishim ishim emaynot, and you potter on tamun from the very beginning. The Rambam is not mechalek kol lechitzah, not kol lechitzah. You're potter on tamun. On the other hand, the Rambam says, but there's also ishim mishum chitzah in yichayim v'dalad v'ah. That's the lashon Rambam. That the lashon Rambam at the end of Hilchos Niskimim. When he talks about dalad v'ah. He says, that the Eish over Vizika is Odom Echovloboy, Harry Amav Echayib in Zokov, Ubi Shiftoy, Ubi Rupuyo, Ubi Tsaroy, Ubi Boshtoy. Ramu Zichayib in Bosh is too not like Rashi. Kilo Hizika be Yodoy. Afal Pish Ishim Ishim Imaynehu, Hareu Kimoshe Zika be Chitzo. Kilo, you have both things combined. You have Ishim Ishim Imaynehu, and therefore you're Potter and Talmud. But once it's Ishim Ishim Amaynai, so then there's also the Nechitzah and Yechayim Adalagma. And the Mepharshim say that the Rambam learns this is the Chazar Mugmar. The Gemara is Chazir from the Kimpt of Novel Agedah. It says Elo. The Gemara thought that the Chiv of Talmud is only by Kol Lechitzah, and the Gemara slugged that up. And the Gemara said, Elo! The Gemara says, Elo! Rav Yechon holds from Emunah too, and the Chitzav is built on Emunah, and that's why there's a Ptur Tamun. There's a Shaila Rambam, which we'll come back to in a minute, which is how the Rambam learned the words Ukigain Shahayla Legadra Legadra. What's that doing in the Gemara? If there's a Chazar in the Gemara, the Gemara is Chazar from Nafal Agedah. But that's how the Rambam reads the Gemara. The Gemara first said it Nafal Lekol Eisei Chatzir and Nafal Agedah, and it's called Lechitzo. The Gemara is asked it, and therefore there's no Chitzav anymore, that's why you have a Ptur Tamun, after Kol Lechitzo. The Gemara says, if it's Kol Lechitzo, and Rabbi Yochanan Zishim Mishim Chitzo, so then so why are you Chayiv in a Goli? Say something about Elo. Okay, you're right. Change the scenery. We're going back from that. We're not saying anymore Nafal Agedah. Rather, the answer is L'madu Isli Mishum Chitzov Isli Nami Mishum Amayne. The Rav Yochanan's Chitzov is built on Amayne, and therefore there's a Ptur Tamun. Because Chitzov is built on Amayne, and by Tamun there's no Chiyuv Amayne. So if there's no Chiyuv Amayne, there's no Chiyuv Chitzov either. It's Tamun of Pshat. Poshup, L'chor, the Poshup Pshat in the Rambam in Havana is, it's like I said before, like I thought yesterday in Rashi's Lishna Kama, that was wrong. But in the Rambam, it's right. That the Havon in the Rambam is that the Msiba Mechayeves is the Pshia B'Mamayna. And by Talmud, there's no Pshia. It lacks in the Pshia. The Siba Mechayeves of Eish is that you're Pshia B'Shmiris B'Mamayna. Once you have the Siba Mechayeves that you're Pshia B'Shmiris B'Mamayna, the Torah gave it a Chaymer of Chitzah. So by Talmud, you don't get off the ground because you don't have the Siba Mechayeves of Pshia B'Shmiris B'Mamayna. So Talmud is spot. Once you have the Siba Mechayevis that you're Peshe B'Shmiris B'Maynai, So then the Torah says, now you're chayav in dalad varm too. That's the Rambam that I just read to you. The Afalpi, that the ish is m'maynoi, but nonetheless, hareu kamisha zika v'chitzov. The Torah is machshav as if you were mazik in v'chitzov and you're chayav in dalad varm. So that's around, that's the chayav that I read the Gemara. Ma'ad is that just a new Torah. It's ma'ad isli mishum chitzov, isli nami mishum m'maynoi. What's this next, these next two words? Uki goinsh. And by the way, that's why for the Rambam, the Gemara can't say now when it looks for needs new nafkaminas, because Toman is no longer a good nafkamina. But what's the next word? So, Kugain Shahoyle Legate of Legoda. Hosom Shahoyle Legate of Legoda. Could be the Rambam's like, where is it? We'll see in a minute. The Goyen has a mahal for these words. So it's a new mahalach and the Hanaram read the Gemara. But the Chor, that's the Poshup Sa'an Ram. Poshup Sa'an Ram. See, the Goyen's Haka has a different Havon in the Ram too. But the simple Havon, the Poshup Havon in the Ram is along these lines. You need the Sivim Mechayevus in Yishim Yishim Mubayin. Once you have the Sivim Mechayevus in Yishim Yishim Mubayin, then on top of that you could build the Chiyav of Chitzot. We took this out a lot when the Sugya Kelev Shanat Al-Kharara. We saw the Ram Shita is that by Kelev Shanot L'Charora, if you drag the Charora, so then you put there Al-Agadish. If the Kelev dragged the Charora, if it was not L'Vinir, if you pick the Charora up, then he's Chayav Chatzin Ezek on the Gadish. What's the Havon in that? What's the difference if you dragged it or if you picked it up? So now we saw in Benicharal, says the Havon. The Havon is, if he dragged it, he wasn't kind of the Eish, but if he picked it up, then it's Yotzer Meshus Bala Gechelis, and now it becomes the Eish of the Bala Kelev. Becomes the Bala Gechelis, becomes Chayav in the Shmir of the Eish. Kolzman is dragging it, it's still Bashus Bala Gechela, so the Bala Kelev doesn't have a Chiyuv Shmir. The minute it's Kelev picks it up, it's Yotzer Mishus Bala Gechela. It can't be Makashir anymore, presumably. It's Yotzer Mishus, so now it's Yotzer Mishus, so now the Bala Kelev becomes Chayiv in the Shmir, so it has his, of the moment of the Bala Kelev. So, but the Shai is, but if it's the moment of Bala Kelev, so why are you only Chayiv Chatzin Ezek on the Gadish? Then you should Chayiv Nezek Sholem on the Gadish. For Shmir is Mimoni, if the Eish is his moment, so where's the Ramok and Mechalik Nezek Shalom and Chatzin Nezek? There's no Tzshoyeris in Mimoina. There's no Tzshoyeris in Eish. Eish doesn't have Tzshoyeris. Shmiris Mimoina of Eish doesn't have Tzshoyeris. And doesn't have Mishunah for that matter. So what's the... And the Gemara itself is reward that the Gemara says in Reish Lakish, there's no welcome to say Chatzin Nezek in Reish Lakish. It's Mimoina. If it's Mimoina Shach, if it's Greg Dragon, it's not even Mimoina. And if he picked it up, it's Mimoina, but then it should be Nezek Shalom. Where did Chatzin Nezek come in? So we said that this is the Havon and the Ramah. Ram learns on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that you need to pick it up, otherwise not your moment. If it's not your moment, you don't get started. Because you need the pshi of moment amazif. But once it's your moment, so now we treat it as chitzov, and as chitzov, it's chitzov of the kelev, because the kelev is the one who's doing the havar. It's chitzov of the kelev, and chitzov of the kelev has the din of tzoris or a din of mishunah. The balance of mishunah actually, chitzov of the kelev has the din of mishunah. That's how we read the Rambam of Kelev. That's how we explained the Rambam by Gomel. The Rambam doesn't bring them. And then we had the power of the Rambam of Gomel, who doesn't bring the case of Mesach Sechas. Why don't, if you need to have, if Rabbi Yochanan builds on Isha Mishum Amoyna, you should have to be Mesach Sechas. Because Lava Amoyna is about Gomel. So we said the Rambam of the Gemara, also based on the Rambam of Hanana, that since he himself loaded up the Gomel, so it's as if he took the Ner Bachutz, and now it becomes his Eish. Once it's his Eish, because as if he took a shor shomer and he was mighty of lishus ram, so he took by loading up the gomel he would be a die and taking the nair out from the inside the chonis to the outside, and therefore he becomes the bala eish, and now he's high for the chonis like any bala, like any eish that belongs to him. Akupon, that was the mahalach in the Rama. That dovetails very well with the savona, that the idea is you can't have chitzov without the underlying mechayev of memayna. So when you're dragging the gachelis, you don't have the underlying mechayev of memayna. There's no chiyuv of chitzov. Pick up the gachelis. If the kelev picked up the gachelis, now you have the mechayev from memayna. But the nature of the chiyuv, you have the mechayev from memayna. But the dini achiyuv are not dinim of memayna; they're dinim of chitzov. That's why it has dinim of mishunah. Because now we're done. It has chitzov. Chitzov has a dinim of mishunah. But come the problem is in the gemara. What's this gemara? What's the shot in this line in the gemara of Hayalelikba? Hayalelikba. So the Goyen says in Mahalach in the Gemara for the Rambam. I don't think the Goyen is steered to all the things we said in Kelev and Gomel. That can all remain the same, but just in the Havon of the Rambam. You know, the way we explained it up till now, The Havan in the Rambam is that you need the Siba HaMechayev as Elisha Mishim HaMayinah. Meaning, you need the Pshir B'Shmiris HaMayinah. That's the Mechayev over here. That's the Echshartis Nisgoy. Pshir B'Shmiris HaMayinah. But once you have that, so then the Torah says, now we're going to give you the Dinim of Chitzov. So you get the Dinim of Chitzov. What's the Dinim of Chitzov? The Dinim of Chitzov are that you're Yechayev Adal Dvarim. The Dinim of Chitzov are that there's Din, that they said that there's a Din of Mishunah. If it's Chitzov the Kelev, now it could be Chitzov the Kelev. The same way it could be your Chitzov, it could be Chitzov the Kelev, then it'll have Dinim of Mishunah, and so on and so forth. The Goyim, we'll see in the Goyim, there's a different Havon in the Rambam, because the Goyim is different from how the Rambam read the Sukkot. The main thing I think what's driving the Goyim is this line of Kigoyim Shehoyle Legoyim Jebele Goyim. The Goyim says a very Mechudish Tikkur Shat in the whole Gemara. The Goyim says like this. He starts off with the Gemara's question in the Meikar. What was Abai's question? Abai said, according to Rav Yochanan, the Rishim Shem Chitzov, so Tomon Be'esh, Tomon the Potter Rechmane Hechim Mishkachasna. So the Goyim says, first of all, he has a deep in the Gemara. What do you mean Hechim Mishkachasna? Because Abai should be asking, why are you Potter? If it's Adam Amazik, why are you Potter? Like Rashi says, it's for Adam with Olam. Like Tosi says, we don't find Chilukim by Adam. Whereas Loshen is Hechim Mishkachasna. Where do you have a case for it? That's not where do you have a case for it. That's why are you Potter? Why is it true? Why is there a Din of Tumah? Says the Goyim, the Rambam learned Abai's Kasha totally different. Abai's question wasn't, why is there a Din of Tumah by Chitzuf? That's not a problem. It could be Tumah by Chitzuf too. That was never a problem. The Gemara's problem is something else. The Gemara's problem is, we know the Din is that Tumah is only Potter when you Madlik B'Shus Shalot. But if you Madlik B'Shus Chaveir, there's no Potter Tumah. That's the Gemara in Samach Aleph. That's the Gemara knew. The whole Potter Tumah is only because you were Madlik B'Shus Shalot. But if you'll be Madlik B'Shus Chaveir, there's no Potter Tumah. Fact Abaye, if Isha Mishum Chitzov, so even when you Madlik a fire in your yard, but then when the fire goes into the other person's yard, that's still koichai. So it's bad, same as if you were madlik in the other person's yard. Because the mice of chitzov, maybe it's negator, chayim shalat, you know, it's a stut, or it's stut and a stut. But akapayim, the going to Gemara's kashya, the Gemara assumes that in chitzov is happening, it's like a yod arichtor. When the fire goes into, if it's chitzov, then let's say literally, you shot an arrow into somebody else's chotcha. That would be called, you were mazik b'tei chotcha chaveret. At least the Gemara seemed to like. So,
Right.
The thing about service and the Kisa, but as I said, the Kasha was, the Kasha is, Hechim is Shkachasla. The holding of Toman is only if you're Mavdak B'tad Shaloi, Lamanda Omer, Isha Mishim Chitzav, there's such thing as being Mavdak B'tad Shaloi. Because it's always Mavdak B'tad Shal Chaveri, because wherever the Chetz goes, it's going from your Koyach. So when the fire gets to the other person's field, eventually it gets there, and when it gets there, and it's madlik, continues to be madlik from your koyach. So that's a madlik b'toich shal chaveri. By a madlik b'toich shal chaveri, there's no p'tur toman. So hechim ishkachas lo, where do you have a p'tur toman? You never have a p'tur toman, because you're always a madlik b'toich shal chaveri. So first of all, we want to answer kol l'chitzo, the Gemara shlugged it up. The Gemara says, Elo, the answer is that Rav Yochanan, who holds from Chitzov, holds from Emayne also. This is Lashon. Let me get his Lashon. Umishanim, Elo, Bechule, Shahayole the Gaidra, Bechule. But Sayulay, what does it mean? Mushimhochi potra Torah Bishalai. Why the Torah path there when you're Matik Betech Shalai? The Adayan Hoyal Yochil the Gaidra Achashi Yotze Eish. Because as soon as you lit the fire, you could be Gaidra it the whole time. Meaning, Hoyale the Gaidra doesn't mean the wall fell down and you could put it back up. We're not talking about a wall falling down. We're talking about a regular Eish. But even by a regular Eish, you could stop it. You always have the possibility of stopping it. Remember where you saw that star? You always have the possibility of stopping the age. In what?
Rabbeinu
Yehuda. You could stop the age. Ulekach parech, and therefore the Gemara asked, "My." Let me get involved with the Dal Vram. We'll leave that alone. That's really it. That's what he says. I die in hayyochil legoy drachas yotzeish. So that's why there's a p'tur tamim. Even though eish l'chayr is always happening in the other person's chotzer because ishim ishim chitzov. So how do you have a p'tur tamim? The answer is, but hayyochil legoy while it's in your rishus, you could have stopped it. Since you could have stopped it while it's in your rishus, so your rishus is now playing a role over here. There's something happening in your rishus. You could have stopped it and didn't. So that you could have stopped it and didn't is in your rishus. You could have stopped it before you left your rishus. That's enough to make it. It's called madik v'shalei. They have the p'tur tamim. Then he goes on, we'll explain this in a second. Then he goes on and says, that's the Gemara's hemshech that Yechayim and Dalat Varim. Because in Dalat Varim, you don't have Dalat Varim Yechayim. I, Hayulay Legaydra. What about this notion that Hayulay Legaydra? So it's not a pure chaitz, it's a chaitz that's Hayulay Legaydra. So he says, no. That by other in other areas of the Torah, for Dalat Varim and Shar Dvarim, the Torah says, then we just look at it as Zorg Chaitz. Afagav Sheyochel Hagen, even though you could have stopped it later. You're not potter. If you're zayach chayitz, we don't say, well, you're potter for zrikas chayitz because you could have stopped it. We don't say that. It's a chiddush only by tamim. By tamim, the Torah said, since you could have stopped it while it's in your rishus, so you have a ptur of tamim. But by zayach chayitz, by dalat varim, we don't say, well, since you could have stopped it, you're potter from dalat varim. We don't say that. It's a chiddush, the Torah's mechanism by tamim doesn't apply to shadva. Those are the words of the Rebbe. What do they mean? Somehow, the fact that you could have stopped it, it seems, is a sibah by teres. It's a mitigating factor. There's a room to say that when you're Zorah Chaitz and you want to Mechayiv you in Dalat Varim, then maybe you should say, no, you're not Chayiv in Dalat Varim, because you could have stopped the Chaitz. You know, you set a fire and it was Masik somebody, and now he needs Dalat Varim, he's Yipi and so on. So we could say, why should we Mechayiv you? You could have stopped it and didn't. So we can't be Mechayiv you. But we don't say that because the Torah wasn't Mechadish to them. But by Tomun, that Torah was talking Mechadish. That even though you lit the fire, and you lit the fire b'teich shalchaveroi, but since you could have stopped it b'teich shaloi, so therefore it has in it b'teich shaloi and it has a p'tur tamim. So now it sounds mamish yitziv v'arav yirush meishmaya, right? It's because he could have stopped it, therefore he's more potter. This again sounds very much like Rabbeinu Yonah's a kind of dibur. It's not Rabbeinu Yonah exactly, but it's kind of dibur. So what's the hesmer? I think the Hezbir is, and this mamish comes from yesterday's shir. That I think that we saw yesterday in Rabbeinu Yonah. When a person is madlik an esh and he could have stopped it, so there's two sibos to the nezek happening. There's the siba, the pshia that he lit, that he was zayuk b'chetz, that he set the fire off. But there's another pshia that's implicated over here, which is that he didn't stop the fire. Hayolei l'gayber. That's how he reads that line in the Gemara. Hayolei l'gayber. You could have stopped the fire. That's also part of the Pshia Mechayevus. You needed to do both Pshias for the Nezik to happen. If you would have set the fire, but not been Pesheya and not been Goydirit, meaning you would have been Goydirit, then nothing would have happened. Vice versa, you know, even if you were Pesheya and not been Goydirit, but if you had not lit the fire in the first place, then we would also be okay. What makes the problem is that you were doubly Pesheya. You set off the fire, and then you didn't bother to stop. So these two things are implicated together in making you a Mazik. So there's a big now. The first, the siba of lighting the fire, that's chitzu, that's onam mamazik. But the pshia of not stopping the fire, that's memoinoi. That's shayru hu delay tafuk b'aper. That's memoinoi. So therefore, and you need the two things together. You need this synergy of a chitzu action and a memoinoi action of shayru hu delay tafuk b'aper in order to have a total pshia that causes the nezik. So hayu mokum leimar, they should be potter from dalat varim, because even though you were zarek hayitz, that's an odom amazik, but that by itself you could have stopped it, and maybe that's not really a complete shia. That's not a sibas achiyuv all by itself. Part of the sibas achiyuv is that you later didn't stop the hayitz, and that's already a shia of shayri v'leitofach bapei, which is memoyne, and memoyne is not mechayim and dalat varim. So maybe shaka should be potter. So this is what we don't say. You say that the main siba over here was that you were zarek the chayitz. Yeah, you could have stopped it. That doesn't take off that the main siba, we attribute the nezek to yours as being zarek the chayitz. We don't say the reason why this guy has an arrow in his leg is because you didn't stop the chayitz. We don't look at that way. We look at it, he has an arrow in his leg because you shot an arrow at him. That you could have stopped it, that's not part of the siba mechayevus, and we label it odom amazik and yichayev and dalat varim. But by tomun, by niskim mamun, the Torah is in the gala, that's not how we look at it. We look at a chelik of the mechayev. We look at the mechayev as being not only that you shot the fire off, but that you didn't stop the fire. and they're not stopping the fire, that's already that's a shayra v'loy tofach b'apeh. And there, there's a chilek between your rishus and the other person's rishus. You didn't stop it in your rishus. If you didn't stop it in your rishus, that's called. So the pshia of not stopping it is happening in your rishus. The pshia of zrikas achetz. That was Abai's original question. Zrikas achetz is happening in his rishus because it's mikoychei ka'ozul. So when it lands in his rishus, mikoychei. That was the worst question originally. The answer is that the din of the nis, the chiyuvnis came mammon, not baladvarm, but the chiyuvnis came mammon of eish. We look at it, the Torah is machadish in the Torah of Tamun. The Torah is telling me that when I look at it, that you need to look at both pshiyas, the pshiyah of the zrikas achetz, and in that pshiyah there's not no distinction between your rishus and the other rishus, because the koyche goes into the other rishus anyway. But that's not the whole machayev. A chelik of the machayev is the shoy v'leitofach b'peh. That's also a chelik of the machayev. That chelik of the machayev is cholok your rishus and the other rishus. You know, if the shor, if you could have, if you're pesheya and not stopping the shor while it's in your rishus, no, if you could have stopped the shor in your rishus and you didn't, that's a pshia that's happening in your rishus. If you're mad at the potential chaveroi, so then they're not being able to, you could have stopped the fire, but that's already happening. That shor of the tofa papay is happening in the other person's rishus, and that the Torah said, exerts the kosov, that tomun is potter in your rishus and not in the other rishus. And that's goof of the Gemara, that's the Gemara's tense. The Gemara's Abai's kasha was by koichoi, it's heichim mishkachas lo. There's no such thing as the other person's rishus. There's no such thing as being mazik in your rishus versus being mazik in the other rishus, because koichoi by definition is it's happening mi koichoi in the other person's rishus. The answer is that there is mechadish by niskei mammon that the mechayiv is not only the zikas achetz, the mechayiv is also mitzuruf from the leitofach bapeh. The moment of the kedin. That's what the Gemara means. That we don't only look at it as an act of chitzov. We look at it also as being. We don't only look at the siba of chitzov. We also are mitzarech the siba of memaynoi, and the memaynoi is begedir shayu v'le tofach bapei. Hayu le ligdar. There you can have chiluk yirushus. There's a chiluk between a pshia that happens in yirushus and a pshia that happens in the other person's rishus. That you're peshe in your rishus is not so much so mechayiv. That you're peshe in his rishus, that's a bigger mechayiv. That's chayiv yun antom. If it's a pshia that I was peshe in my ish and my rishus is mechayiv me less. A pshia that I was peshe in my mom and somebody else's rishus is mechayiv me more. So in my rishus is not mechayiv me antom, but in the other person's rishus it's not. It is mechayiv me antom. That's how the Goyim learns that the Rambam read the Gemara. Okay, Mechudish the Kavshat in the Gemara. It comes out the whole avon is different in the Goyim than the way we lived up to that. The way we learned up to now in the Rambam is that the pshat in the Rambam is that the relationship with nishim mishim chitzav and nishim mishim memaynoi is that the siba machayemis is memaynoi. That's why you have a tutamun. Once you have a siba machayemis a moment. Once you have the siba machayemis a moment. So now the Torah gave a dina chitzav as well. So therefore you chay for dalid vod. The Goyim is a whole different avon in the Rambam. It's a different take. Amazing chapter in the book, and a different take on what the Rambam is saying. I'm saying a whole different sort. It's like different eyeglasses. You have to look at it totally differently. But what the Rambam is saying is that by Eish, the Torah is Mechadish, that there's two Sibas and Mechayavis. There's the Sibas Mechayavis of the Mammon, and there's the Sibas Mechayavis of the Odom Hamazik, of the Chetz. And in order to be Mechitz, and therefore, the chiyuv is mitzur. So therefore, like this, when it comes to dalad varim, I don't care about the siba mechayevus of mamon, because the main siba mechayevus is zrikas achetz. So by dalad varim and by shar varim for kol haterah kulos of the goyin, I only look at it as a zrikas achetz. I don't look at it as terah v'leitofach b'peh. I look at it as a ma'aseh chitzuv, not as a ma'aseh of mamon. So ma'aseh chitzuv, the fact that you were noil b'fonov is not important to me. What's important to me is that you were zayik chaitz. So I look at it as act of zikas chaitz, and that's why you chayiv b'dalad varm. That's you chayiv b'dalad varm, because when it comes to dalad varm, I don't have this gzeres hakosuv that I should look at it as also being a torah v'leshayir v'leitofach b'pei. I look at it as a pure zikas chaitz, and a pure zikas chaitz is mechayiv b'dalad varm. When it comes to niske moment, to the keren, whether you chayiv b'tomon or not, so here there's a gili krah gzeres hakosuv that the Torah says don't look only at the sib of the zikas chaitz. Look also at the sib of the fact that you didn't stop the chetz. You shot the chetz, but also the nezek was caused by the fact that you didn't bother to stop the chetz, which you could have, because you could have been noil b'fanav. You could have stopped the eish, made a fireball. And therefore, since the chiyuv is metzurif from the chitzov and from the mamonoi, from the shooting the chetz and from the not being noel in front of the chetz, it's metzurif from both of them. So it has the kula that you put there on tamun, because in the shiur of not being noel b'fanav is less chomer when you were poshe in your rishus than when you were poshe in the other person's rishus. In the chitzov, it's no difference because there will be koychei kazer. But in the pshia, not stopping it, there's a difference between a pshia in Yerushas and a pshia in the other Rishas. Pshia in Yerushas is not Mechayiv and Tom, and a pshia in the other Rishas is Mechayiv and Tom. That's the going of Shah and the Rambam. Shah is, if it reads well into the Lashon and the Rambam, because the Rambam is Lashon, when he's talking about Dalet Dvarim, he says, Afal pi shah ishu mishum amoinoi, even though ishu mishum amoinoi, what's the Lashon again? The end of this game on. He says, Yechayiv and Dalet Dvarim, shnevesh, shevesh, ripu, and so on and so forth, Afal pisha kilu hizik biyadi. Afal pisha ishe memaynehu hareu kemisha hizik bechisov. The going, I think it's maybe a little bit. I'm not saying it's an unanswerable objection. If you're going, you have to read it a little bit difficult. You have to read it more saying even the Rambam saying even though ish maybe you know some in certain senses mammon, but for Dalet Dvarim we don't look at it as mammon. We only look at it as chais. We only look at it as Harehu kemisha zika bechetzef. Even though it's mammon for tamun, it's mammon for niske mammon for keren, but for dalet dvarim we don't look at it as mammon. For there we look at it as just as chetz. For tamun for keren we look at it as chetz plus shoru v'leitofach b'fe. That's how the going would have to read the Rambam. Whereas in the other understanding of the Rambam is saying even though the siva mechayeves is taka mammon. That's the emissary of the Mechayevus, the Upeshev Bishmiris Mamayna. But once you were Upeshev Bishmiris Mamayna, the Torah gave it a chimer of Kibu Hizik Bechitzah. But I've got in the Rabbin Matar. Okay, that's it. So, pray for Purim. I hope I'll see many of you Mr. Shem, I'll see many of you on Purim. And we'll have Chazar next week with the midterm. I'm going to try to figure out exactly what the midterm will cover. And then Mr. Shem, go to Mirza. No.